You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Chris Ranji, Amy Marks scores with you. All right, so as Ranj said earlier, the conversation is, why do you live in St. Louis? Is it a love-hate relationship? Do you love St. Louis? Would you move if you could? Are you going to move? Do you plan on moving? This is a conversation that I think a lot of St. Louisans have all the time, but it was pretty prevalent this weekend. A lot of people going on vacation, but more specifically, a lot of my friends who aren't from here went home, right? They go home for a couple weeks for the summer, and then they come back, and they... not huge fans of, some of them are not huge fans of St. Louis. And I want to add this, though. Remember, they're not from here. Their family and friends are in another town. Right. So home will always be special to you. So we would feel the same way, right? If your family and friends and you grew up in a different city and you had to move here. But it did just get me thinking because you kind of have this outsider's perspective of like, ugh, the weather. You know, like if you're just to give this person... a little bit of credit in what you might understand where you're coming from. If you were raised and grew up in San Diego, where it is literally perfect all weather all the time, and you're on the beach, and your family are all in San Diego, and your friends are all in San Diego, but you had to come here for work, it's understandable that you would be rather begrudging living here, right?
Yeah.
Because you're not from here.
Yeah.
And it's also perfect weather. So they were complaining about how when they were home, no one talked about the weather because it's just nice every day. And here, we love to talk about the weather because it's the worst.
It is.
Yeah. And I'm from St. Louis. I say this as someone who's from St. Louis and has always said it's the people, right? The family, the community. You're kind of interesting. You're from the St. Louis area, but you spent a long time in Chicago, which is still Midwest, but it's a big city.
So I left, after high school, went to college, Central Illinois. And so I spent of the last 20 years, I've spent most of it somewhere else. And just having come back, it felt a whole lot different when I came back. When I moved back here in 2017, it just felt a whole lot different than it did in 2002. You know, back then, it was all I really knew other than going to college.
Like it felt different because you were different.
Either I was different or the city had changed. I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah.
You know,
a little of both.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably a lot of both. And I have always said this, that I don't, and I hate to say this, but I don't know if I was not from here.
Yeah.
I don't know how much I would like it here.
But that's fair because it's not home.
Well, I mean, for me it is. And I think that's why, because there is a nostalgia to growing up here, to loving living here, to this being my home for the first 20 years of my life. And I will always love it. I'm always going to love St. Louis. I'm always going to think there are good things about St. Louis and underrated things about it. But it's the kind of city that sometimes makes it difficult to love because I think we get in our own way a lot in various ways. Like there, we could improve in many ways, and I think we just kind of consistently shoot ourselves in the foot. And that's part of my big frustration with this area.
So quick note, we want to hear from you. Colonel Ripper is watching on YouTube, and he said, I grew up in the city. I lived there as an adult, moved out to Fenton 3 years ago. Is that still St. Louis? Yes.
Yeah, we're talking about the whole area.
St. Charles, West County, South County, even the Metro East, right? And I do think in some ways this expands to the Midwest as a whole, but we're talking about the entire St. Louis region. And we want to hear from you. 314-436-7900. Call or text. You can leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app. This is a conversation when I first joined KMOX with the Charlie Brennan Show, gosh, 6 years ago now, we had this conversation because Charlie knew a couple people from here who retired. And the first thing they did when they retired was they got out of Dodge. They moved. Mm-hmm. They moved to Colorado, you know, and I think that's also a big, I think a lot of St. Louisans do move to Colorado, by the way, if they have the opportunity. So I just want to hear from you. Do you have a love-hate relationship with this area? Do you plan on moving from this area? What do you love about it? Why are you here? Would you choose to live here? We want to hear from you.
Because, and I think one of the reasons this is a good question is other than people who married somebody from here. Mm-hmm. I don't know a whole lot of people who came from somewhere else just to live here. Usually it's they were here for some reason or they met somebody from St. Louis in college and they ended up coming back because that person's family was here and wanted to be close, work. But usually it is, you don't meet a lot of people who just say, I wanted to move to St. Louis and so I did. We would like to hear from you, as Amy said. Voice messages on the Odyssey app as well. Feel free to send those our way. We want to hear from you. It's Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM KMOX.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.